The nervous system is what is helping everything to operate smoothly. And when we're in a state of fight or flight, our body goes into survival mode. And so it's not doing the healing and repairing and making sure everything's working optimally. It's in survival mode. And so it is, pumping blood more to the extremities of our body. Think of fight or flight as literally to prepare you to fight or to flight. Like, and evolutionarily, that's what this mechanism was there to keep us safe. But now we have modern stressors, our job, our relationships, just all the responsibilities, and it can really put a toll on ourselves. And it's not like we can escape stress and have no stress in our lives, but if you notice that that's having a direct impact on your health, then there's absolutely things you can do to reverse that. And there's absolutely things that you can do to regulate your nervous system and to break out of that pattern. Like I myself, when I was growing up, I was really sensitive, very anxious. I worried all the time. I developed lots of chronic gut issues, like in my early 20s. And I just thought that's how I was. I was just, that's just the way I was. I was more sensitive and all of these things. But it wasn't until I went through this journey that I realized actually, that's not the truth of who I am. I'm not anxiety. I am not worry. I'm not these things. Those are just experiences that I'm having. And when you can heal that and actually shift the way you're thinking, release emotions that might be stored in your body from different experiences, different lifetime experiences, there are actual ways to let those go so that that's not who you are anymore, but you can actually be peace, calm, happiness, joy. Like there's so many other things we can be besides those things once we actually resolve it and get to the root of it. And I wish so many people knew like actually how much better they could be feeling on a day-to-day basis if they actually get to the emotional and mind-body aspects of their healing journey.
Welcome to the Fix Your Gut podcast. If you're sick of bloating, feeling heavy, reacting to everything you eat, having extreme fatigue, brain fog, it's probably not the food. Hi, I'm Polly, a functional nutritionist with a BSc in nutrition and a BA in psychology. I'm a science nerd and I'm here to empower you with the truth about your gut. In the podcast, we go beyond restrictive diets to understand the role of your gut microbiome or your gut bacteria and nervous system dysfunction so you can break up with those restrictive diets, stop fearing food, and get your life back. See, in my own gut healing journey, I struggled with being on these super restrictive diets and taking all the supplements and quote unquote doing everything right, but I still felt bloated and stuck and heavy, and I just didn't feel myself. And I came to realize that the body craves balance and that a gentle mind-body healing approach where you tune into your body and give it what it needs is so much more effective than forcing your body to do these strict diets and cleanses. I break down the latest research on gut health and the mind-body connection to bring you simple strategies to help you overcome Google overwhelm, vanish bloating, and feel yourself again. Now let's dive into the episode. In this episode, I'm joined by Linda Staluti, an expert gut-centered hypnotherapist who specializes in IBS and digestive disorders. With a foundation in evidence-based practices, Linda's unique approach focuses on repairing the gut-brain connection and regulating the nervous system to optimize digestive health. Her brain-gut treatment reduces bloating, constipation, urgent bowel movements, abdominal pain, and cramping. Beyond physical relief, Linda's holistic program is designed to empower you in managing stress, fostering a healthier relationship with food, and ultimately guiding you towards a harmonious state of mind and body. Whether through personalized one-on-one sessions or her signature online program, Linda is dedicated to helping you have a mind-body transformation and having a more peaceful and happy gut. To learn more about Linda or how you can connect with her to schedule your free discovery call, head to the link in the show notes. Hi, Linda. Thank you so much for joining me on the Fix Your Gut podcast.
Okay, thank you so much for having me.
I'm so excited to share this with our listeners. Today, we're going to be diving into the gut-brain connection or the mind-body connection and how hypnotherapy can be very helpful on your gut healing journey. I know for both of us, we're going to share a bit about our journeys. It's been very transformative. So I'm really excited to dive into not only our journeys, but kind of the science behind, you know, how the gut-brain connection works and how hypnotherapy works as well, so we can get a better understanding. And, you know, while some of us may think of it as just kind of woo-woo or something you see in a magic show, like there is a lot of clinical evidence to support the effectiveness of hypnotherapy for various things, including IBS and gut issues. So really, really excited to dive into this with you today.
Me too. Me too. I'm excited because it's a topic that a lot of people struggling with gut issues, you know, they go to the diets, they try the supplements, they try all kinds of things. And this can be for some people that life-changing missing key is the brain-gut connection and how stress is impacting the gut. So I'm excited to dive into it with you today.
Me too. I have to say, in working with clients one-on-one, that's often the biggest missing piece for them. They've come to me, they've already tried a lot of diets, they've tried probiotics, they've worked with other practitioners, and they've definitely gotten some relief, but they're feeling a bit stuck and frustrated that, you know, they're still not able to reintroduce foods. And even with their quote unquote safe foods, they're still getting bloating and different gut reactions. So, you know, there's only so much we can cover in a session together. So I try to encourage some of these mind body practices like deep breathing and things that will support the nervous system. But you know, I don't have the training to do hypnotherapy or guide them through a full breath work session or something like that. So I'm really excited to take a deeper dive here. But maybe before we dive in, I'll talk a little bit about, the nervous system. So the nervous system is our brain and our spinal cord. And we now know that part of the gut, the enteric nervous system, is combined in the nervous system as well. So there's this constant signaling coming from the brain to the gut and the gut to the brain, and they're constantly in communication. And the nervous system actually runs most things in our body, including digestion. And so if you think about it, you know, with when you're eating, in order for your food to get churned, your stomach's churning and breaking things up and the contractions of your gut are moving things along, you're not consciously doing that. It's all automatic, right? It's automated by the nervous system. And so with that in mind, anything that impacts the function of the nervous system, it makes sense that that would impact digestion. And so that's why a lot of people tend to see or have gut flare-ups when they're under a lot of stress. But I think the word stress and thinking about that can be a little bit tricky for people because people are under constant everyday stress these days where it becomes like expected and normalized, where to the point where they don't even realize that they're stressed or that they're, a better word, I guess, is that their nervous system is in a state of fight or flight or survival mode, where things are constantly on edge and all of the stress hormones are pumping and digestion is getting shut down. So I think the first step is really just awareness that, you know, you may be in this activated survival mode before you can even realize, okay, wow, this is impacting my body in various ways. And I am more, you know, triggered or on edge than I realized I was. And what can we do about it?
Yeah, it's such an important key. And, you know, just a way that people can get a direct link to understand how connected they are is like, The gut is our emotional processing center. So think of if you've ever had to do a public presentation or you've had to have a difficult conversation with someone or something like this, and you feel like a pit in your stomach from the fear, or you feel butterflies in your stomach from the nerves. Like that is just showing the actual physical response to our emotional state. Mm-hmm. And so that's like a more extreme version, but what's happening often on an unconscious level is that our gut is really impacted by the way we think and by the way we feel. And like you mentioned, so many people are in a state of chronic stress and it becomes just what they're used to feeling. So they don't even really realize that they're experiencing more stress than they should be for the health and well-being of their body. And stress doesn't just impact the gut. It also impacts people's skin, you know, our nails, our hair, and other functions, really important functions in the body. Because like you mentioned, the nervous system is what is helping everything to operate smoothly. And when we're in a state of fight or flight, our body goes into survival mode. And so it's not doing the healing and repairing and making sure everything's working optimally. It's in survival mode. And so it is, you know, pumping blood more to the extremities of our body. Think of fight or flight as literally to prepare you to fight or to flight. Like, and evolutionarily, that's what this mechanism was there to keep us safe. But now we have modern stressors, our job, our relationships, just all the responsibilities, and it can really put a toll on us, on ourselves. And it's not like we can escape stress and have no stress in our lives. But if you notice that that's having a direct impact on your health, then there's absolutely things you can do to reverse that. And there's absolutely things that you can do to regulate your nervous system and to break out of that pattern. Like I myself, when I was growing up, I was really sensitive, very anxious. I worried all the time. I developed lots of chronic gut issues, like in my early 20s. And I just thought that's how I was. I was just, you know, that's just the way I was. I was more sensitive and all of these things. But it wasn't until I went through this journey that I realized, actually, that's not the truth of who I am. I'm not anxiety. I am not worry. I'm not these things. Those are just experiences that I'm having. And when you can heal that and actually shift the way you're thinking, release emotions that might be stored in your body from different experiences, different lifetime experiences, there are actual ways to let those go so that you're, that's not who you are anymore, but you can actually be peace, calm, happiness, joy. You know, like there's so many other things we can be besides those things once we actually resolve it and get to the root of it. And I wish so many people knew like actually how much better they could be feeling on a day-to-day basis if they actually get to the emotional and mind-body aspects of their healing journey.
Between lifelong anxiety, bloating and gut pain, sudden migraines and insomnia, and intense heartburn and reflux, I lived most of my life in fear. On my gut healing journey, I had tried everything from the extreme gut healing diets and cleanses, handfuls of supplements, and I still was struggling with symptoms after decades of trying to heal. I wish someone had told me earlier that it was fear that was keeping me stuck. Let me explain. A few years back, I had hit a really low point and I had made a few newer friends who were into more kind of woo-woo things like meditation, breathwork, qigong, and mindfulness practices. Stuff that as a sciencey person, I used to think was just complete baloney, but there is science to it. And the more I hung out with them and started to open my mind to trying some of these practices, and the more I started to regularly incorporate them into my daily routine, the better I felt. It was actually helping me heal, and my energy came back, my gut got better, I started tolerating more foods, had less bloating, I even started sleeping better, I was happier and way less anxious. I started to feel like myself again for the first time in maybe decades. But looking back now, I realized the real reason I was stuck with my gut healing for so long was because my body was stuck in survival mode. The burnout that I had put myself through between school and working three jobs and starting a business and like a lot of other significant life changes caused real physical changes in my gut, including my gut microbiome. And yes, that needed to be addressed. So, you know, doing all the things with diet and supplements, but doing that alone just wasn't enough for me to feel better. In order to really heal, I had to add on those daily healthy habits and nervous system practices that allowed me to shift my body out of a survival mode and into what I call a rest and digest or healing state. And that is where the magic happened. From there, my healing took off and I have been feeling so much better than I ever have before. And it happened quite quickly too. So I want to share my story to highlight a truth that many other gut healing practitioners just simply don't address. That gut healing is not as simple as just fixating on healing the gut itself with diet and supplements. It actually requires a whole mind-body approach. And the thing is that gut healing, you know, it requires healthy habits and actual long-term sustainable change. It's not meant to be a short-term diet, cleanse, or reset. And building these healthy habits actually takes time. And like other habits, it can be hard, right? So this is the number one reason that people get stuck and frustrated with gut healing, because change is hard and we have to change quite a bit of our habits and lifestyle. So this is when it came to me that, you know, doing sessions one-on-one with people wasn't quite enough. I realized that I needed to put something together that would like give people daily motivation, engagement, and encouragement to remind them to check in with their body and slowly build these healthy habits, including nervous system regulation habits that were going to allow them to heal their gut faster so they could actually break free of that chronic bloating and gut issues and those restrictive diets and get their life back. So something that I decided to add into my existing course, the Fix Your Gut Formula, before I make a special announcement, kind of going back to my signature program, the Fix Your Gut Formula, originally started out as, you know, okay, a step-by-step guide to healing your gut by focusing on the 4 R's of gut healing, very specific changes we make with diet and supplements, and some lifestyle things like sleep and stress to help you, you know, balance out your gut, especially your gut microbiome. But I realized the longer I worked with people that I needed to start adding more to that program. So I started adding more videos and content on the mind-body connection, including mindset, mental health, and other nervous system practices like deep breathing and yoga. Because I realized that to truly heal your gut, you have to find balance, and not just balance with, you know, the things you're eating, but with your mind and your body, and kind of learning to tune into and listen to and honor your body's needs. So you can really shift out of that survival mode and into a healing state. So when I had these practices in there, I noticed that people were getting a lot more out of the program. And so the whole point of that program was to really inspire people to make these long-term sustainable changes, not just with their diet and specific supplements, but changing certain things about their lifestyle that allows them to heal faster and get off the restrictive diets and finally get rid of bloating. So fast track another year or so, and I'm realizing that while this course, the Fix Your Gut Formula, has been really helpful for a lot of my clients, a lot of them will purchase it and then they just don't end up using it. And that's because, you know, you have the best intentions, you want to eat better, you want to heal your gut, but life happens sometimes. And, you know, you're doing well, and maybe you quote unquote fall off the wagon, or you just forget about the course, you don't have time, or you're feeling too stressed. You have the best intentions, but you just don't get around to it. And I see this all the time with my clients. They're doing so well, and then something happens, you know, a loved one gets sick or they get sick and they kind of fall off the wagon. And then they get stuck in this vicious cycle of they're not sleeping well, they have more anxiety, they're craving more carbs, they're just not doing the things, and they're more tired and they're not cooking. They're not doing the things that are foundational habits to keep them moving forward with their gut healing. And so their gut symptoms come back or they worsen and they start to blame the food. But really, there's so much more going on as to why they're reaching for these comfort foods. So I realized in working with people that we need something that's more than just a course. We need an app, because apps are what we use day to day that keep us engaged, right? They send us notifications. They're prompting us to check in and see what the latest updates are. It's prompting us to like learn and log in and use these modules and these resources that are there for us. So that's when I realized I needed to build an app. And I am putting together the Fix Your Gut app. It's going to be coming out 2024. And so I wanted to share with you a very exclusive promotion. If you purchase the Fix Your Gut Formula, my signature program, before February 10th, you will get free access to the new Fix Your Gut app once it is launched in 2024. Stay tuned for the date. And I have some really exciting new features. So yes, you get all of the features of the course inside the app, but you also get symptom tracking, discussion boards, and a chance to do one-on-one messaging coaching with myself. But the most exciting thing is my friend Linda Stiludi is going to be joining me, and she is a gut-centered hypnotherapist. I know that sounds a little woo-woo, but if you research gut-centered hypnotherapy, and there's certain apps that are already out there that are focused on this, because there is so much clinical evidence and proof that it helps by helping to regulate the gut-brain connection. It's very, very effective. So I'm really excited for her to be putting some gut-centered hypnotherapy lessons on there, but we're also going to be adding some daily affirmations and other amazing tools from Linda as well. So a reminder that if you do purchase the Fix Your Gut formula before February 10th, you will get free access to the app when it launches. And I'm really, really excited for you to check it out.
Yeah. And I will say with a lot of people I work with and myself included, we grow up in the way that our healthcare system is very much focused on the physical. There's more and more awareness about mental health now, but still not as much of the mind-body connection, right? So I grew up with a stepmom, for example, oh, you have a headache, take an Advil. Oh, you have a stomach ache, take a Pepto or something. There's always just a pill for every ill, and never really learning any tools that would help me feel grounded and safe in my body when I was experiencing anxiety, or to even really understand, like no one was there to tell me, hey, you know, you're having these stomach issues because you're feeling anxious all the time. So I think it's really important that we kind of understand these things so we can be more gentle with ourselves and on our healing journey, but also learn the tools that unfortunately most people just aren't taught by anyone in their family, because that's just not how our society is, unfortunately.
They didn't know either.
You can't blame them, right? Because they didn't know, no one taught them. So yeah. It's kind of like this lost art, and a lot of traditional cultures do have these practices, but unfortunately we've lost touch with that in our modern society. So even learning to recognize when your body feels anxious and, okay, what does that feel like for me? For me, it feels like maybe I'm clenching my jaw, or I'm sweating more, or my muscles are tensing up. And how can I shift out of that state? Well, now I know, a simple practice, even if I'm at work or I'm busy, I can start doing some deep breathing, some deep belly breathing. So really there's so many tools we can add to our toolbox, and some of them are more useful depending on what's going on in your day or in your life. Obviously you can't stop and do a meditation if you're in the middle of work or a conversation with someone, but we use different tools depending on what's going on. Right. So
yes.
I think something that's been really helpful for me with hypnotherapy is, yes, you feel great in the moment and after, but the lasting result of allowing me to feel more calm and grounded throughout the day, and things, conversations or things that would happen that used to be more of a trigger for me that would send me into like an anxiety and catastrophizing spiral, are no longer that same kind of trigger, where I'm more able to see what's going on, be like, oh, that's kind of upsetting. How can I deal with these feelings and recognize it rather than getting triggered on that nervous system level and then just spiraling?
Yeah. Yeah. It's the difference between reacting and responding. Mm-hmm. Reaction is like you fully are immersed in your trigger, in the anxiety, in the worry. And that is just like your whole experience is that. But when you do some healing and type of mind body work, you're able to separate, oh, I'm noticing this thing coming up. And now I can kind of witness it. And from there, choose how you respond. It's not like it doesn't just take over your entire being. And so there's a lot more control and freedom to not escalate it, because whatever you give energy to is something I teach a lot on my clients, is that what you're thinking in your mind is what grows. It's what's creating the neural connections. It's what's literally wiring your way of being. And so if you're constantly worried, then you're creating all the neural network in your mind to feed it those loops of thoughts. And those thoughts get stronger and stronger and more hardwired. When you begin to break those thoughts and patterns and you start putting in more empowering thoughts or ways of thinking and being, everything is about perception. A lot of pain and suffering will come from the lens of perception that we put on something. And so when we can shift that, then the reaction is a lot less. And that's actually a way of breaking a lot of the cycle of the stress IBS, because, people will feel a little something in their stomach, and then they might go to like the full blown, oh my God, this is going to be like a big flare up. Maybe I can't do this thing tonight. It just becomes this big thing. But I had some clients who'd be like, yeah, I used to do that. And now I notice it. I just breathe. And I'm like, oh, I'm just feeling a sensation, you know, like everything's going to be okay. Taking deep breaths and it'll go away. Not like 100% of the time, but you can minimize the trigger and the response. And so I'm curious for you, because I know that you mentioned you did a couple hypnotherapy sessions. Like, what did you notice was that biggest shift?
Ah, oh, good question. I think, like I was mentioning, just as I'm going about my day, I'm feeling a lot more calm and grounded, and I am being less reactive to things people say, things that happen that I notice, oh, the old me would have been really upset by that. But now it's more just like, okay, like you said, I'm feeling this shift in my mind or my emotions. And that's, and just being like curious and more gentle with myself about it rather than reacting. I'm just thinking about it and being able to process it in a calm way and let things go a lot more easily rather than kind of hanging on to it and feeling that impact my gut and other parts of my body when those emotions kind of get stuck. So I think just feeling a lot more grounded and not spiraling as much.
Yeah. That's so great.
Mm-hmm. So why don't we talk a little bit about, you know, what is hypnotherapy and how it works? Because I'm sure a lot of people, if you haven't experienced it, are probably really unaware of what exactly goes on in a session and how they might feel.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I could start with gut-directed hypnotherapy, and then I can also talk about just hypnosis in general, because yes, it can help with your gut, and it can also be used for so many different things to help improve your life and like incredible life-changing ways. But if we're talking about gut-directed hypnotherapy, it's the use of hypnosis, which is a state of mind. Think of an alteration in your brain waves where you can go into deeper states of mind to help to address the miscommunication between the brain and the gut. So we are directly targeting the brain-gut connection to help soothe and calm the gastrointestinal tract and reduce hypersensitivity, reduce the pain, improve motility. And what a session looks like, it's super relaxing. Like, it's a very enjoyable, relaxing experience where we go in and we're going to do like progressive relaxation where we relax the mind and the body. And when we're in that more relaxed state of internal awareness, we become more receptive to change. So when we're in that state, then there's some guided imagery. There's suggestions, direct suggestions that we make in that state to help your body respond differently. So, you know, you might imagine like a wave of relaxation moving through your gut. And if, let's say, you have constipation, you might imagine that your intestines are just like pushing everything through and everything's being emptied out, you know, and like comfortable waves of contraction. And we're able to sometimes shift that uncomfortable feeling into a pleasant sensation, for example. And so that is the use for gut hypnosis, is if you have diarrhea, constipation, abdominal pain. Like, I've had many clients come in with chronic, really bad abdominal pain they're experiencing every single day, 7 out of 10, 8 out of 10. And within a few sessions, it's gone. Like, that's, that's like really, really life-changing. Some people weren't going to work and now they can go back to work because they're not in this chronic pain. So that can be a really big shift. And so very relaxing. If anyone's done like meditation, it's similar to meditation, except that we are using very specific evidence-based techniques and tools with a direct intention in mind, which is to calm and soothe your gastrointestinal tract and improve the symptoms.
Yeah, I'd say that's definitely what I've experienced as well with my hypnotherapist, whereas she's not doing specifically gut-directed hypnotherapy, but, and I don't know if you use this at all with your clients, but initially, before we start the actual hypnosis, we'll talk about, you know, what I'm wanting to work on and kind of make some goals, and then turn You know, if I'm having a negative thing that I'm dealing with, such as like not feeling confident, she's like, okay, how can we turn that into a positive and make a statement? And then she will use those statements and kind of program that in once I've been kind of put under, so to speak. So she does the progressive relaxation, and then she kind of goes through a standard script that she has, but then she adds in the statements that we've created together to kind of plug those beliefs into directly into my subconscious, right? So personally, I found that the shifts I've had in, I believe it's 5 or 6 sessions with her, weekly sessions, have been so much faster and more kind of effortless than talk therapy. And I've done years of talk therapy on and off here and there. And I found it to be something where you always have to be like, you know, say they're saying they're giving you suggestions or techniques that, to change your thought patterns around anxiety or certain situations. So you always have to be mindful if it's like a CBT process where you're, oh, that's not a good thought. Let's change it into a different thought. But if that's really hard to do when your nervous system is in that triggered or stressed state, you're acting from emotion and instinct there, and you try to use your rational brain and be like, oh, that's not a helpful thought. Let's choose this thought instead. Like, it's just not going to happen. Yeah. Personally, I found that really unhelpful. And I also found, you know, with being someone who's had a lot of chronic pain and gut issues and headaches, that every time I would start talking about some of these things that were upsetting for me, and I would get, you know, triggered into that fight or flight state in the session, not necessarily during the session, but afterwards, I would feel quite unwell for at least a day or two. I may even get a migraine or like worsen gut symptoms because I was kind of reliving a lot of those upsetting moments. Yeah. And so I found it was making me feel worse than better. Whereas with hypnosis, whereas with hypnosis, I feel because we're in that deep state of relaxation, and she's really just kind of programming these positive mindset shifts like into my subconscious. And we're not having to relive, you know, upsetting memories. We're not having to do that, those kind of processes. I'm feeling my body and everything feels better afterwards. And there's no kind of lingering side effects, so to speak.
Yep. No, definitely. Well, because an element of that is if you're just talking about the problem and bringing up the emotion and not clearing it, like talking about the problem, I know talk therapy can be very beneficial, but just talking about a problem doesn't make it go away. Mm-hmm. So when we want, the reason why hypnotherapy is so powerful is because it's a rapid transformational experience. You don't need years. You can do it in a couple sessions, depending on what specific thing you're working on. Mm-hmm. Some things are more complex. They require more time. But we're going into the subconscious mind, and your subconscious mind is your operating system. The best way that I describe it is like a computer. You know, you've got your conscious mind, which is the screen that you see. So let's say you're aware of your mind, what you're thinking, logically analyzing what you can think and experience. Within the computer is the operating system, where all the programs, all the codes, all the information that we don't even ever think about, but it's there and it's stored in the computer and it's running the entire show and you have no idea. So what we do in hypnosis is we enter the operating system of your mind to change and transform those programs. You can't change them on a conscious level of mind. You have to do something deeper to change those core things. Mm-hmm. And so when we can get more to the root of it and shift it there, because they say about 90-95% of your behaviors, thoughts, emotional responses, habits, they're all rooted in the subconscious. When you get it there, you can change so much faster. Whereas if you're trying to work on it on a conscious mind, it can take forever, literally forever. And you can feel like you have so much resistance. You can feel like, you know, because there's always a part of you that's like, well, I'm just going to do the same thing, you know, like making that change can be so hard because you're using maybe 5% as opposed to tapping into the 95% operating system where you make the change there. Then it becomes a more effortless. It just becomes kind of just like a second nature, because it's rooted in your being now. Like you've shifted it and rewired it. So
yeah,
that's why I love it so much, because it completely changed my life. Like I went from anxious, worry, gut issues, social anxiety, like all of these different things that were really, I mean, I kind of thought I was just feeling normal and anxious a bit, but when I removed that through hypnosis, I experienced so much peace and more happiness and more freedom in my life. And I'm like, oh, that, like, I'm forever grateful. And that's what I want for other people, is to realize that
For
shift into
sure.
more freedom.
Yeah, I think especially too with these clients that I work with, where they're so fixated on, you know, they're on a really strict diet, they're taking handfuls of supplements, and they're just getting super frustrated in that, you know, and some of them, for example, like if, as long as they stick to their diet 100% and take all their supplements, they can keep things in a decent place. But as soon as they have a weekend away, or they go for a vacation somewhere, and they're eating different food and their schedule is different, all of a sudden their constipation's back, they're bloated, they're having all these issues, right? Because they're not on their strict routine. And we should be able to live our lives and travel or eat out and do different things that we enjoy without having to worry about the side effects, without having, you know, these flare-ups. So I think that really speaks to our system, and how, you know, if we have to be that strict with things, that's a sign that there's something else going on that needs to be addressed. And then on the other spectrum, I see clients where, you know, they're struggling, even though they're doing everything right. And then as soon as they go on vacation, all their symptoms go away. And
they
I'm like,
eat whatever they want.
Yeah. So I see a lot of that, actually, more than the other way around. And I'd say, and I always tell them, and I know they don't like hearing it, but I'm like, well, that's, you know, speaks volumes and tells me that a big part of your symptoms are related to stress and the state of your nervous system in your daily life, because you're so much more relaxed on vacation and clearly things are just working better, right? So how can we bring some of those vacation vibes, so to speak, and the way your body feels at that time into your daily life with some of these practices? So whether it's going and doing hypnotherapy, or whether it's implementing things like meditation or breath work.
Yeah, definitely. I see that a lot too. People go on vacation and they feel totally fine. But I really believe about this, like with IBS, it's considered a disorder of the gut-brain interaction. And I really believe that the goal should be like healing, not living in a permanent state of restriction. I know so many people that they, because their symptoms are so inconsistent, they'll have their safe foods, but even those sometimes aren't safe because they can still have reactions. And it's because it's not necessarily the food.
Yes.
It can be some of the food. It can, you know, it can be some of the food for sure. People have sensitivities, people have allergies, but I think a lot of the time it's actually the state that your body is in when you're eating for it to be able to function properly, not the food itself. And that's where I really want people to have food freedom, to be able to expand, get a wider variety of food, because we also need a wider variety of food to be more healthy as well and nourished in our body. And that comes with doing the emotional and the nervous system regulation, like you said. And some clients, some people, it's something traumatic started their gut issues. Like I've had a lot of clients, it started around a really stressful period in their life. Something happened, they're in a toxic relationship, or they were like, someone passed away, or exam periods at university, and they just never recovered. Or burnout, you know, they had burnout and their body just never recovered. And you can fix that root problem by doing the inner work and by doing a lot of that emotional healing to actually release it, because trauma and emotions, they get stored in our nervous system when they're not properly dealt with and resolved. And so I'm very trained in emotional processing. That's one of my specialties and one of the things I love doing the most. And so if anybody has been struggling with that, we can specifically address whatever that root problem is in our sessions too.
Yeah, I think that's so important. That's funny that you went there, because I was literally just thinking that we should share about, you know, how a lot of people get these emotions stuck in the body, and that we don't understand emotions as energy, but they are energy, right? And some of them, you know, if it's a happy emotion like joy, it's a light energy, it's a life-giving and healing kind of energy and love and things like that. But things, you know, that worry and fear and all of those kind of emotions are kind of do more damage to the body than good, especially when it's chronic and long-term, right? So yeah. Temporarily, you know, in any given small moment, yeah, it's fleeting. It's not going to do a big, it's not going to have a big impact on the mind or body. But when it's chronic, or it's like a big thing, like a traumatic situation, like you said, so it's way in the past, but it was a big traumatic situation and it never, it's never fully dealt with. That's when we see these things getting stuck in the body. And yeah, like you said, I do see a lot of clients that, you know, we get going into their digestive issues and the testing they've had, and it's focusing on the physical, but then I kind of shift the conversation to, okay, you know, do you mind if I ask, have you had any, you know, periods of your life where there was a lot really high stress, or was there any traumatic incidents? Without kind of going into too much detail, because I'm not a mental health professional, but just getting an idea of whether that's a factor for them. And sure enough, a lot of them share that, yes, there was some kind of traumatic incident and things have never been the same since then. So that's where I often refer them to different practitioners like yourself that can work on whether it's using hypnotherapy or other processes to kind of digest or process those emotions and liberate them from the body so that the body is able to kind of shift more into a healing state.
Yeah. Yeah. I like to think of it like, the analogy that just came to me is like a pan, you know, like if you're a Teflon pan and something goes on it just like slips off, it just goes away, you know, it just flows right through you. But what happens is if you haven't processed stuff, it's your insides, is sticky. Everything sticks to it. Like one person says this one thing and it just sticks on you. And then all day you're thinking about this thing that someone said, or this experience that happened, or this thing that happened a week ago, or this thing that happened 2 years ago. It's like stuck inside and it loops, you know, there'll be something that happens and you remember this experience. And now you're reliving the emotions. Your body doesn't know the difference if you're, if it's happening in real time or if you're imagining it. So every time that you're replaying, re-experiencing, you're physiologically re-experiencing that negative experience, and your body responds to that negative experience by putting you in a stress response or an emotional response that might not be conducive to your health. And so when we clear out all these kind of like stickiness of emotion, or also call them emotional stack ups, is that then you can become more like a Teflon plate where everything just like slides through you and you go about your day and like you don't even like think about those things because you're just free to be free throughout the day and not worry and kind of loop in those emotions and thoughts all day.
I really love that analogy to help people understand what's going on. Some people say that saying like it's like water off a duck's back, like that kind of thing too, right? Where you're just you know, yes, you're going to feel the emotion. We're all going to, you know, have these negative emotions at some point, but allowing it to like processing it, allowing it to go through you rather than getting stuck in the body, I think is so critical. And as much as like, I do believe, obviously, you know, having dealt with anxiety, depression myself, they are very real things, but I think our medical system and the people, the mental health workers, they focus too much on diagnosis and medications or talk therapy and not understanding, you know, well, why is this person stuck in this state? And a lot of times it is more of a, like a, either a physical cause or like a stuck emotion from the past that's not been processed. And so you can talk till you're blue in the face, or you can take a medication, but if you're really not ever getting that, those sticky stack ups, you called it or something, stack the emotional ups, stack ups, you know, out of the system and clearing it out so things can get back to homeostasis, then you're not ever really going to be fully free from that, that suffering. So I think that's been a huge part of my mental health journey as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Me too. Because it's heavy. It's like you're energetically carrying the weight of everything that hasn't been processed. And so you actually get access to more energy when you do this type of work, because it takes energy to hold all that stuff in your, like, think of your computer when you've got tons of things on it and viruses and like all of these things on your computer might start running slowly. Then when you clear it all out and reboot it, then it's like super fresh and fast and clean and like nice to use. So it's kind of like that, but for our own body and mind.
And I think you touched on something there where, you know, there are some people and like myself, I consider myself, you could call it like an empath or HSP, highly sensitive person. we are just more sensitive. Our systems are more sensitive to the emotions of other people around us. And so people like this may feel overwhelmed in a situation, whether it's like large crowds because they're picking up everyone's emotions, or whether it's in a small setting, but there's one person that's really upset or angry, and you really start picking up on that and internalizing it. And that too can get stuck in your body if you're not mindful of how to kind of protect yourself from that. So do you do any kind of emotional protection or energy protection for people like that?
I also consider myself HSP and empathic. Yeah. So I definitely resonate with what you're saying. When I was younger, I felt like it was a little bit of a curse because it just meant like I was so much more at the whim of emotionally feeling like bad and other people's things. And I just felt being around people could be overwhelming, which is also why I had the social anxiety and tend to be like, you know, like smaller groups of people and all of these things. But I don't believe, I guess it's a how you interpret protection and energetic protection, because what I believe is if you clear the things out, there's nothing to stick to. You're not sticky, like other people's stuff doesn't stick to you. You're just clear. And so when you're clear, and also having the awareness helps too, because you're like, oh, this isn't my thing. But sometimes it's still there, even if you recognize it's not your thing, right? So having the ability to emotionally process, which is something I teach all of my clients, I even give them a technique, a recording, so they can do it for themselves in 10 minutes to release whatever emotional stack ups and stuff. That's very effective and very powerful. Is that if you're clear, then you can develop more of a higher sense of attuning to others, feeling them with love and compassion, especially when we come from a space of non-judgment and acceptance for others, that everyone can be free to be who they are, and I can be free to be who I am. It shifts the energy as opposed to like, oh, this person's in a state, now it's affecting me, now I'm in a bad mood. And like, you know, it's like it completely transforms the energetic connection between two people. And therefore, it doesn't impact in the same way. And then connecting becomes such a gift and actually like a beautiful experience as opposed to, you know, having boundaries, maybe protection in the sense, it's also important to have boundaries and have like, if you know that somebody can have more of a negative impact on your state of mind or isn't supportive of you or things like this, just energetically knowing like how much time you can spend with this person or not and making sure you have connections with people that uplift you and fill you and nourish your soul, and having a balance of that is really important, because some people that are highly sensitive tend to also love helping people and also want to give a lot to people that are suffering, and it's a beautiful thing, and you just need balance. You need to make sure that it's not impacting your physical mental health and getting the right tools to be able to deal with that, because it's not easy. Especially if you don't have the tools to clear out those things. Like, we don't automatically, magically know how to do that. It's like a learned thing.
And I think that's why so many of us, you know, a lot of us are just taught to, you know, oh, we feel down, let's reach for some treats, or let's reach for a drink, or let's go shopping, like all these external things to try to make ourselves feel better. We're not taught how to do these inner work, right? And process these things. So we just always looking for that next thing to give us that hit of pleasure or to feel better. And that's where it can be really tricky to make and stick with healthier habits. You know, if you're trying to eat less processed food or less sugar, it's really hard, and you have to do more of like a willpower thing, or like, oh, it's completely off limits because once I have one cookie, I'm going to eat the whole bag. But really, if you're working on yourself and you're addressing these underlying issues, it's easier to have, you know, a small treat and be satisfied and not kind of go into more of like a binge situation with treats to help yourself kind of feel better.
Yep, definitely. Definitely. It gives more sense of self. And also when you're feeling better, you tend to treat yourself better. You know, when you're not feeling good, you're looking for things that make you feel good. And I've been there, you know, like I did struggle with depression and all of these things. And so I understand, you know, you just want to feel better. You want something to cope. You want a reward. You want a treat. You want to have something that's going to temporarily kind of take away maybe that feeling of like a hole inside you or sadness or whatever it is. But once you kind of fill from the inside out, then there's more available I guess, in terms of then you can go higher and higher as opposed to just kind of trying to get to like a baseline, you know?
Yeah, just kind of getting through the day kind of thing. Yeah, and that's the ultimate goal, right? To really feel like optimally well and happy and vibrant and not just feel like you're trudging through the day or just surviving the day so that you can plunk yourself on the couch or pass out in bed kind of thing.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it just came to mind. I feel like I should maybe touch on some of the common misconceptions about hypnosis, because it's for a lot of people that don't know what hypnosis is, we get a lot of our information from like movies or TV that it's this like mind control or stage hypnosis where it's like this big over the top thing where they take control of your mind. And, you know, as humans, we are actually very susceptible. But when we're using hypnosis in a therapeutic way, it's actually one of the most powerful transformational tools. And it's the most powerful way of programming the subconscious mind. People use it for performance. Athletes use it. Most top athletes use sports hypnosis, a form of it, which is visualization, so that they can really succeed. Like, that's very, very common in sports. If you're struggling with self-esteem, one of my favorite areas, I do gut hypnosis. I work with other people with other issues, but is relationship and attachment styles, anxious attachment, avoidant. Those are things that can be really, really shifted and healed if you've been noticing a lot of self-sabotaging behaviors or issues that are causing suffering in your relationships, jealousy, abandonment wounds, triggers, things you're fighting about. Like, there's stuff you can do to heal that at a deeper level as well. So all of different ways it can help you. But what's important to know is that it is using a natural state. It's not a foreign state. It's not something that no one's experienced before. Hypnosis is a state of trance, and we all go into trance at various periods in the day. Really common examples of trance, just so you know, it's a familiar feeling, is like right before you fall asleep or right before you wake up. That's actually, you're like altering your brainwave to go into delta and to sleep as you're waking up. That's why a lot of people recommend doing affirmations when you wake up or when you go to bed, because the window to your subconscious mind opens up. If you're totally absorbed in something like a movie, a book, a show, and you just lose sense of time, that's a state of hypnosis. It's a state of flow, of inner absorption. And when you're driving on the highway and you get from point A to B and you like don't remember the journey.
Yeah. Especially if it's usually somewhere you've gone many times, right? Or going to work or going home from work. You're like, wait, I don't remember. How did I get here?
Exactly. Yeah. That's like, they call it highway hypnosis, but you're essentially, your subconscious mind is driving the car. It's very good at driving, but you know, just like, so people are aware, it's not an unknown mystical thing outside of them. It's like actually a very, very normal phenomena that we all experience, but it's using those windows to get in those times to create the change.
Yeah. I think it's important for people to know that, a hypnotherapist cannot make you do or feel anything that you don't want to do or feel, right? Like, yes, they're putting some helpful suggestions in and things like that. But, you know, if they were to say something that goes against something you deeply believe, it's not going to do anything bad for you. Yeah.
Because you have the ability to like reject a suggestion and just be like, no, you know, like you are still conscious. You're not asleep. You're awake. You're very present. You can hear what the person's saying, and you have the ability to reject a suggestion if it's not something that you actually want. But if you're working with someone, they're going to weave in the things that you do want, because you'll do like a deep intake just to know exactly what it is. But yeah, a lot of people think they're not going to be conscious. They're going to be asleep. Like, I don't want my clients to be asleep because we're doing some work and I need them to be participating in the process to get the most benefit out of it. Now, if you're listening to like a recording that you listen to all the time, it's fine to fall asleep during it. But like in a one-on-one session, I really want my clients to be awake, because you're participating too. You're going to be imagining things, feeling things, visualizing, seeing yourself happy and healthy, you know, seeing yourself eating food and you're responding positively to it. Like, it's part of the process.
And I think a lot of that really helps, at least I found too, that helps with the food fear, right? After so many years of having IBS, you do get a lot of food fear. And when you're trying to get off some of these restricted diets, it's kind of a mind game, right? Because you're like, you're so used to having this, like, oh, if I eat this, I'm going to get so bloated. Oh, I really shouldn't do it. And it's like this inner turmoil. But once you kind of do that work on the subconscious and implant those suggestions, like, you know what, I will be okay. And even if I have a little bit of bloating, it's not the end of the world. Then it allows you to have less fear about food. And in doing so, you have less reactions when you're implementing those new foods.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You can actually shift the response pattern.
Yeah.
Not saying it's going to work 100% of the time of when you like shift it, but it can greatly immense reducing flare-ups.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you tell everyone a little bit about where they can find you and how you work with people?
Yeah. So you can find me at gut-directedhypnotherapy.com. And so what I offer is I do one-on-one gut-directed hypnotherapy where it's very personalized, very customized to you and what mm-hmm. you're going through, working with people struggling with digestion orders that are triggered by stress and anxiety. That's people that tend to respond the most positively. And I also have an online program, which is the standard gut-directed hypnotherapy program that is 8 weeks that you can do online. So it's at a very, very affordable price. And so I like to offer different price points for people. And I also do emotional processing. So if someone, let's say they actually just had more of an emotional issue that they want to work on, then you can send me an email. And there'll be the links, I'm sure, in the description of this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
you can reach out and we can set up some appointments and I can help you with that. So, yeah.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for joining me today, Linda. I'm really glad
thank
we were
you.
Able to kind of take a deeper dive into this. And I'm excited for what we might be having inside the Fix Your Gut app with some of your offerings. So everyone
yes.
stay tuned for that. Really, really exciting stuff. And yeah, if you want to learn more about Linda and what she offers and how you can work together, do head to the show notes and all the links will be there.
Amazing. Thank you so much for having me. And I hope everyone has an amazing rest of their day.
Thanks, Linda. You too.
Thanks.
That's it for me. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, I hope you found it helpful. And make sure that you hit the subscribe button so you don't miss any new episodes. If you really love the show, be sure to share the episode on social or leave a rating and review in your podcast app. If you're a longtime listener, you know what's up. I'll be back soon with another episode of the Fix Your Gut podcast with more science-based, digestible strategies for root cause gut healing so you can get your life back and enjoy food again. Chat soon.